Three principles have created the human experience over the course of years. If the only thing people learned was not to be afraid of their experience, that alone would change the world. Universal mind, consciousness, and thought, all three work together to allow us to experience everything we do in life. And if one of these is missing, you wouldn't be able to experience anything. This principle were first discovered by Sydney Banks, and through them, she has enabled us to know how we can alleviate ourselves from our suffering, and also, she has allowed us to create from source. Universal mind is the intelligence behind all living things. It is the life force and energy that is in all things, the basic things, how we grow a tree, how planets stay in orbit, and how our scars heal themselves when our skin is cut. It is how our bodies know how to self-regulate and keep us alive without us having to manually do everything, like breathing and beating our heart. Universal consciousness is the collective consciousness of all things. It is what allows us to be aware that we exist and to recognize our thoughts. Without it, we wouldn't be able to experience anything, nor to be aware of anything around us, because our five senses would literally have no use. This is what brings things to life and makes them perceivable to us. Whereas, universal thought is the raw material of the universe, from which we can create. It is our ability to think and create from the energy of the universal mind. So to make it clear, this means that universal thought is the object we can perceive through consciousness, and without it, there would be nothing to be aware of. Imagine it to be like a DVD, maybe, that contains all the information for us to be able to watch the movie on the TV. On the other hand, TV and DVD player are like consciousness, and they allow us to have a mechanism to bring the information on the DVD to life for us to be able to watch and experience the movie. The electricity that is needed to power the DVD and player is universal mind. And that is the invisible force and energy that can connect us and powers all things. It is the source from which everything can work and function. Hence, understanding how the human experience is created is crucial to absorb what and how our mechanisms function. Understanding sources can help us comprehend the means and the consequences further. This is a simple representation of the sources of the brain's engines. And if any of these sources shut down, we wouldn't be able to experience anything in our lives. How do these sources generate thinking and allow us to be present? And how powerful could the human brain be? We will be diving more deeply in all aspects of the human brain and thinking in the upcoming episodes, so stay tuned.